So cultivate this interest in this practice of mental development, mental cultivation. Remind yourself of the value of it. When we consider the suffering that has arisen in our minds in the past and will arise in the future through our minds being controlled, manipulated, governed by defilement. And we see that defilements don't just disappear by themselves. They'll only be eradicated by taking the medicine, medicine of Dhamma. This is one example of a reflection that we can bring up into our minds at the beginning of meditation to create some enthusiasm and interest, seeing the value of meditation clearly. So to repeat, in this session, we start off by just trying to establish a sense of contentment with being in the present moment, with the simple function of the breath, entering and leaving the body, feeling the breath in every part of the body, from the head down to the tips of the toes, as you breathe in, experiencing that expansion throughout your body. It's a very pleasant feeling. You experience the contraction as the breath leaves the body. This is your anchor for awareness, anchor for mindfulness. So developing this life skill of equanimous, balanced, stable observation of phenomena without interfering with the phenomena, without getting caught up in the phenomena. It's the inner scientist. In meditation, we cultivate this ability to be the inner scientist, the inner explorer of phenomena, going beyond theories and philosophies and beliefs and finding out for ourselves what this life really consists of, what it's really all about. So after a few minutes, you can try to focus your attention on a specific point within the body. Suggest the area in the tip of the nose, within the nostrils, top of the upper lip, wherever there's a clear sensation of the in-breath and the out-breath. And sustain attention on that one point. To repeat, the different options, simply to be aware of the in-breath and the out-breath throughout their duration. Be a first option. Second option, to divide the breath into sections, the beginning, the middle, and the end of the inhalation, the beginning, the middle, the end of the exhalation, also observing the small gap between the end of the inhalation, beginning of the exhalation, end of exhalation, beginning of inhalation. Another option is to use a mantra, a bodhigam, kam bodhigam, like butto or ru dun, or simply in, out, to strengthen the connection between the mind and the breath. And one more option is to count the breathing, counting on each breath, 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5. And if you can sustain attention without losing mindfulness, then start again and count 1 to 6, and then 1 to 7, then 1 to 8, 1 to 9, 1 to 10. All of these methods are good preliminary meditation methods. As mindfulness becomes strong and more stable, then it will not be necessary to continue these methods of counting or recite or using mantra, and the mindfulness will stabilize by itself. And one of the life skills we're learning in this practice is how to apply optimum amount of effort into any task that we have, whether worldly or spiritual. So in meditation, you have this very efficient feedback system. If you put too much effort into the meditation, try too hard without any relaxation, you'll get headaches or you'll get stressed and your mind will not become calm and clear. So if you're feeling that kind of tension and stress or headache, then just relax a little bit. But if you're too relaxed, then your mind will just wander off into memories and fantasies and go all around the world, all around the universe in a second. So when the mind is wandering off a lot or find yourself falling asleep, then this is a signal that too much relaxation, not enough effort. So you need to be fine-tuning your effort, tweaking your effort, finding that optimum amount of effort. This is a skill that you develop in meditation, but can very profitably apply in daily life.